Hello and welcome to The Co-working Club, a podcast for female business owners who want to work for themselves, not by themselves. I'm your host, Jessica Berry, and each week I'll be chatting to a new guest all about the realities of running your own business, sharing tips and tricks for dealing with the loneliness and isolation that comes with working from home, as well as discussing the benefits of building community through co-working. So what are you waiting for? Come and join the club. Hello and welcome back to this week's very exciting episode of The Co-working Club. It's going to be a pretty short and sweet one, but as you can probably tell by today's title, I have some very exciting news I wanted to share with you. So I am going to be opening a co-working space here in Nottingham. So if you have been following The Co-working Club or myself for a while, you'll probably know that this has been a dream of mine for the longest time. The Co-working Club actually started by me hosting local meetups and events here in Nottingham, and just before the pandemic in March 2020, I was extremely close to signing a lease on a property so we could have our own permanent physical space. Of course, lockdown restrictions put a pause on that and put a pause on our meetups as well. And that's when the idea was put on the back burner and I really dove all into the online club and focused on building our online community. But back in summer of 2021, when the lockdown restrictions were starting to ease and things were looking a little bit more positive, I just knew that I wanted to bring some in-person connection back into my week, and lots of you were asking for the same thing too. So I started searching for a new space, and let me tell you, it wasn't an easy process. If you've ever looked for commercial property, then it is extremely tough to find what you're looking for. I went along to lots of viewings. I saw lots of soulless office spaces, lots of horrible carpet tiles and fake ceilings. But in August 2021, I finally had a bit of a breakthrough and I found the most amazing space that I thought would be absolutely perfect for the co-working club. And so I started off the whole process of signing the lease, which is kind of scary, I'm not going to lie. It's a big commitment and a big step for me, having only hired spaces before for the co-working club. But I know that this really is kind of the right decision at this time if I want to be able to grow the community, to give the co-working club a home of its own, and to welcome as many female business owners, freelancers, and remote workers as possible. So the whole process ended up taking a lot longer than I expected, as we went back and forth on lease negotiations and pressed pause on the entire thing back in December when the latest COVID variant really took control here in the UK. And there were points along the way when I really thought, is this ever gonna happen? It's a very similar process to buying a house in that it really doesn't feel real until that day when you finally get the keys in your hands and you know nothing else can go wrong. And for me, that day finally came this time last week when I picked up the keys, I met my landlord, and I saw the space for the very first time, knowing that it was mine. Obviously, this is a podcast, so it's not very visual, but I have posted a tour of the space over on Instagram, and I'm also documenting the whole journey over on YouTube, so you can get a sneak peek into my progress. So work actually started on the space this weekend. Myself and my boyfriend Adam were there all day, sanding the floors back, which, let me tell you, is one of the most horrendous jobs you can ever do. So I'll be glad when that's over. But there's lots to do in order to transform it into the co-working space that I've been dreaming of. And more importantly, open the space and fill it with the most amazing bunch of like-minded women. I really want it to become a central hub for all of our co-working club activities. And as more women are choosing to set up their own businesses than ever before, I think it's really important to have a safe space which allows them to come together and connect and collaborate with one another and just create really valuable and meaningful relationships. If you are interested in coming along to the co-working club space, once it is up and running, make sure to sign up to the mailing list so that you will be the first one to find out all of the details about when and how you can get involved. I am aiming to turn around the space pretty quickly and hopefully have it open in March 2022, but you know what it's like with DIY, it always ends up taking longer than you expect. So we'll see, but I will definitely be keeping you regularly updated over on Instagram. So that is the best place to come and follow me to find out all of the up-to-date information. And I am just so, so excited for this next chapter in the co-working club journey. It's one that I've been working towards and waiting and wishing for a long time. So to have it actually happening feels kind of surreal, but so, so exciting, and I am beyond grateful for the support and encouragement that I've received so far. I officially shared the news over on Instagram last week, and I just couldn't believe the amount of comments and messages I had of people wishing me good luck and being excited about the space as well. And that's definitely helped to make it all feel a little bit more real and help me to visualize how the space is going to kind of look when it's filled with amazing female business owners and freelancers and remote workers. And that vision is honestly what is getting me through these next couple of weeks of hard graft. So yeah, I am so excited. This episode is very much just a little update, just in case you haven't heard the news so far. And I really hope you are as excited as I am. The link to join the mailing list will be down in the show notes, as will all of my other links as usual. So definitely head over on Instagram and let me know what you think of the space. I would love to hear. But thanks so much for listening to today's short and sweet episode, and I will see you back here next week with a guest interview. If you enjoy this podcast, please do subscribe so you keep up to date with all of the future episodes. And if you could possibly leave a review, it would really help us in this early stage of launching the podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you back here next Monday.